proclamation number 6508 dated the March 22, 1956. Surrender to Jesus, Savior and Physician, Redeemer. Your burden of sin due to your past apostasy from me has turned you into imperfect and therefore unhappy beings which can only be completely happy again when they are released from their great guilt of sin, when they have atoned it themselves as far as it was possible during the time prior to their embodiment, and when they subsequently allow themselves to be redeemed by Jesus Christ, that I therefore can erase all guilt because they have handed themselves over to the divine redeemed Jesus Christ, in whom I embedded myself on earth. For then they will return to me again, from whom they once had distanced themselves. Then they will voluntarily acknowledge me as their God and Father of eternity. And then they will also be infinitely happy as they were in the beginning. Hence I require you to surrender to Jesus Christ, for your dedication to Him also demonstrates your will to return to me. But you humans serious about taking refuge under the cross and receiving forgiveness for your sins? Are you approaching Him, who is your Savior, your Redeemer and your Brother, with absolute faith? Do you in all honesty want to make use of His grace which He had acquired for you on the cross? Do you speak words in spirit and in truth? Or are they just empty phrases when you profess Him? He is truly your Savior and Physician, He is the Redeemer from sin and death, He is the vessel which carried me, and thus His might and strength was limitless. And this man Jesus is and will remain the eternal deity, for I chose him to enable me becoming a visible God for you since I am but spirit from everlasting to everlasting. And if you call upon him you call upon me. And I listen and will grant your request, since I gave you the promise through Jesus Christ, whatever you will ask in my name, that will I do. Single quote, trust these words with complete faith and don't hesitate to commend yourselves to your Savior and Redeemer, so that I can give you the evidence that I will keep my word. You must always remember that I give you the occasion for every prayer in spirit and in truth myself, that I want you to come to me in every adversity of body and soul. And thus take this step to me. Consider my words. Let them penetrate them deeply into your heart and believe without doubt, for my promises are truth, but you determined their fulfillment yourselves. I carried all your sins on your behalf, I took upon myself all suffering and adversity which you would have had to carry as penance for your original sin. And every person's life can be free of worry and suffering if he hands his sin over to me myself, that I might also have carried his guilt on his behalf. Yet he must pray with absolute faith, he must know that I don't want people to suffer, but that I cannot avert his suffering contrary to my eternal order if his faith is still so feeble that his call won't reach my ear, if he still doubts my love or my might. I can help all people and want to help all people. And if your faith is a living one then make use of my assurance and hand yourselves over to me. Your first requirement is a living faith in my act of salvation, you have to be convinced that I have carried all your sins, that I've taken all your suffering upon myself and died on the cross so that you can be free of them. Only then will all your doubt disappear, only then will you entrust yourselves to me with complete faith. And only then can I take your suffering from you and redeem you from sin and death. For only then will you have accomplished your return to me, only then will you acknowledge me in spirit and in truth. Amen.